Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in tonight. I hope that all is well with you. And I hope that you had a wonderful week. It has been wonderful for me, but just this heat wave that we're having, it is really pretty hot out there every day. But for some reason, I always seem to have to go out there in it. There are things that I have to do here and there, but I try not to be in it too long. But I hope that we get to cooler weather soon, not in the 90s. But all is well. It's a blessing, regardless of whatever the situation is. Our ministry is, the Next Chapter Ministry is a ministry embracing widows, and the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight we're going to talk about a leap of faith. Well, how strong is your faith? Let's talk about faith. What does walking by faith mean, truly means to you? Well, it means in the course of our everyday life, walking by faith, we should trust God to help us live our lives to the greatest potential. Walking by faith, we place our ultimate confidence in God, knowing that divine order is active in our lives at all times and under all circumstances. I use that word divine order a whole lot. I read a book many years ago when I was going through some emotional circumstances, changes in my life. And I read a book and it stressed how you ask God for divine order in your day. And it does work. I used it a lot when I was in the corporate world working, and during certain tasks, I I was dealing with during the day, I would ask God, give me divine order. I'm not as organized as I was, I would say, at that back then, but I was very organized where I listed my to-do list each day. I do that pretty much the same now, but not as much as I did when I was working. And when I had a busy schedule during that day, I always asked God to give me divine order. And he did just that. And asking for divine order, I know by the end of the day that everything I wanted to accomplish, it would be done. It might not start off if your day is crazy and hectic. Sometimes it doesn't, I mean, just like it doesn't always be a straight path at the beginning. It still could be chaotic at the very beginning. But as the day go along, you can see that it will, you know, things will get better, things will make sense. And also by the end of the day, you'll see that you've accomplished, I would say, 98% of the things that you wanted to continue to accomplish. So I had faith whenever I prayed and asked God to give me divine order. That's my faith in God that I know what I was trying to accomplish, I would accomplish it during the day. Now, sometimes it's not always in the order that I wanted it to be, but asking God for divine order, it was the right order I needed for it to be for me to accomplish it. But I had to have faith in God and having that prayer, you know, saying that prayer to give me divine order because I believed in my mind that at the end of the day, everything is going to be in divine order. So that's how faith, walking in faith, comes to play in that situation. Above all, walking by faith means that when we look around us at a world that seems senseless, it's so and chaotic. In this world, really, you really got to have a lot of faith to continue to walk by faith and not by sight and continue to walk forward because of so many things that are happening. But we can go into the silent and experience the presence of a kind and loving God. God is always there for us. Our Creator will always care for us and for those we love during the time of our need. As we walk by faith, we can truly cast worries aside, and in all that we say or do, we should embrace God's goodness in our lives. So we should always be confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away in the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. That's coming from 2 Corinthians 5. 6th and 7th verse. I also read something today, one of Joel Osteen's message, where he talked about the God kind of faith. Faith is always around us. People have faith in so many different things. Faith that a friend can be true. Faith that your job is taking you on a certain career path. Faith that chair you might be sitting on right now, or even the bed that you're laying down in, that chair will hold you up. How about this for an example? When you're driving, imagine this when you're driving. When you are driving and holding that steering wheel, you don't concentrate on your feet. One foot hits the pedal for the brakes. One foot hit the pedal for the gas. As you're driving, you're not looking down at your feet, saying, "Now, which one going to do what, and the other going to do what?" you have the faith that your feet is going to do the right thing as you continue to drive. And if you think about it, it's so amazing how that your feet is going back and forth, you know, especially when you're stuck in traffic on 285. You're constantly braking. But it's so amazing that you don't have to focus on that because that's, you know, you have faith as you're driving that you're going to be a good driver and you're going to do the right thing as you continue to drive down the expressway. Well, let's go on. These are some other. This is one thing. Also, if faith is simply believing in something, but there are different kinds of level of faith. We've all been given a measure of faith. The question is, what are you doing with it? The God kind of faith will cause you to believe for things when you don't even know how they will what will happen. It will take you further than you ever dreamed. It's possible it won't make sense in your mind, but you have to allow your spirit to rise higher than your thinking. Don't ever talk yourself out of believing. Don't focus on the reason why not. Instead, allow supernatural faith to rise up within you. Meditate on his word that says you can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's one of my favorite verses. And you are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. As you rise up in faith, you will take your place you never dreamed of, and you will live the abundant life that God has for you. But we first must have faith, and we must walk by faith and not by sight. In Corinthians, that second Corinthians 5, the fifth chapter, 6-7, in the Amplified Version, it says, so then we are always full of good and hopeful and confident courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are abroad from the home with the Lord. In parenthesis says that is a promise to us. For we walk by faith. You know, in the Amplified Version, it gives you a bracket of what also it means. We regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction, our belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, with trust and holy favor, though we walk by faith and not by sight. Strong faith is powerful. Just one second here. Something on my computer. Need to pull down here. Strong faith is powerful. Don't you know everything is possible for him who believes? That's coming from Mark, the 9th chapter, the 23rd verse. Nothing is impossible when faith is strong. I asked this question several weeks, a month ago. How strong is your faith? You know, each day our faith is tested. And mine has been, I have had a challenge in the last few weeks. And sometimes I think I've flunked the test. And one minute I get strong and I pass the test. And next minute I'm dealing with another situation. I think I keep going back and forth. But I don't give up. I keep walking forward. And I keep reading his word to give me that strength that I need to continue that faith walk. Nothing is impossible when faith is strong. History is stunned with evidence that were regarded as impossible at that time. But because someone refuses to accept a situation, the impossible becomes possible. It is the person who refuses to accept public opinion who breaks through the barrier and achieves success. To have a faith that requires your total trust, a faith you are willing to make any sacrifice for, is to have a treasure of immeasurable value. When you know the answer to the question such as, what is the meaning of life, or what was I born for? I'm going to do something, and I hope you guys don't get mad with me. Ladies, don't get mad with me. But what I am going to do tonight, I want to test a couple of your faith. And I need to get something off this computer. Wait a minute. Okay, now. I want to test a couple of your faith. I'm going to click a couple of you on tonight. And I want you just give me in 2 minutes, how strong is your faith? Is your faith powerful enough that you believe in God to the extent that when things come at you, how do you go about, you know what I want to say? Okay, how strong is your faith? And give me something recently that has happened that your faith has been tested and you persevere through that situation because of your faith in God. And you'll know who I'm going to click on because you'll hear my voice differently and I'll hear your voice. I'm going to click on a number tonight. Okay, you are on the air. Could you answer that question for me?
Yes, this is Martha. My faith is, I feel, is very strong because I get through it through prayer. I was recently in the hospital, didn't expect to go to the hospital, went to the doctor's office and was told that I had some extra fluid on my legs and I had to go to the hospital. But while in the hospital, I had to do physical therapy. And the physical therapist wanted to know what my goals were for that day. And I said to him, not only am I going to walk, I'm going to be dancing again. So anything that comes that I have to come up against me, even while I'm going through what I'm going through, I just remain in prayer, in constant prayer. I pray without ceasing.
Well,
and that's how I get through it.
Thank you so much, Martha, for that answer. I'm going to click on to someone else now. Be ready. You're on the air. You are on the air.
Hello, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a
very good question.
Go ahead
and answer that question for me.
Okay. My faith is in God. I know that He'll bring me through anything. I've had this rising on my wrist for several years, and I've been going back and forth to the doctor, and they've been kind of ignoring it. But the last time I went, God had them to really look at it, and now they are going to do what they need to do. They'll make me an appointment when I come back from my vacation. They're going to do what they need to do. But I believe that God, He does things in His time, and I'm believing and believing with all my heart that He's going to take care of this problem. And I just love Him for that because I've been waiting so long for it. But God works in His time, not our time. So He's an awesome God, and He is really blessing me and my family. And I just can't thank Him enough for how He is blessing me and how He's answering my prayers and doing the things that I need to do to make it work. God is a good God.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mandy. I'm going to call
Amen.
One other person. tonight to answer that question for me. Hello, you are on the air. Hello.
Mary, you have Martha again. Hello, Mary, you have Martha again. I think
okay,
you were meant to, you were trying to push another button.
Yes, four, number is 4807 on the end. Hello? Okay, let me try someone else.
Hello?
Yes?
Mary?
Yes.
This is Brenda. Sorry.
Hi there, Brenda.
Sorry.
Hey,
I'm so glad you chose me because I have so much, but I'll just give one incident. After I was laid off on my job at Kaiser Permanente, and I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, I had to apply for my disability, and a lot of people kept saying, Brenda, you may have to reapply, you may have to get an attorney, it may take 3 years. And I said, God knows my situation, and that he didn't bring me to this point in my life to just leave me where I can't provide for myself. And I was approved. I said, I'm going to believe him the first time around. And my disability was approved. And I applied for it in October, and it was approved in January the following year. So I would say about 4 or 5 months. But I have to stand on God's word and trust him in my life to work out whatever situation comes before me, because I believe if he bring me to it, he'll bring me through it. And I have to stand on that regardless of what everybody say around me. And that's what I've been living on since my husband passed.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for that. All of you so far, this testimony. But I'm going to try one more person on the line, because we have a few more minutes that we can hear someone else. Thank you, Brenda. Okay, 2390, tell me something. How strong is your faith? Because faith is powerful, especially when we believe in God.
Hi, Mary. This is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Well, I have a very, very recent experience. I got the opportunity to drive 14 hours in the last, within a 24-hour period. That was mostly unexpected. And so my faith is trusting that God will allow me to drive a long distance when it was unexpected. And I came through without even being tired, didn't have to be hospitalized, didn't have to need tranquilizers. I went to sleep on my own. You have to know me to know how much I hate driving, and to drive that much. At one time, it was a decision I made where I told the Lord, if that's what I have to do, I'll do it. But he would just have to allow his grace to cover me and don't let me fall asleep and let me stay coherent. So I'm just tickled to death at watching how when you trust God to do something, because I couldn't have done that in my own strength, because I don't drive that much.
Okay. You're back in the state, or are you still out of town?
I'm back, ma'am. I'm back.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to try one more call. Y'all help me out tonight. Okay. I see a new number. I hope this person don't get angry, but I would like to hear that person's voice. You don't have to just say hello if you don't want to answer a question, but I'm not familiar with this telephone number. Hi, the last number is 3733. You're on the air. Okay, I'm going to click another number. We have a full house tonight, and I thank you so much for being a part of our show tonight. But I feel that if we interact and letting other people hear other people's faith, we will help each other. Our stories are so powerful for each other. And it's a blessing to hear how good God is, not just listening to me and my faith, but hearing other people's faith, and that helps each other to have that faith walk. that leap of faith that we need each and every day, especially this time in our lives. Well, we are only down to 5 minutes. I'm not going to call on anyone else, but thank all of you for participating in this question-and-answer session about how strong your faith, because your faith is definitely powerful. The power of faith is dynamic. Faith that has a wrong goal depletes its tremendous power and can cause unmeasurable damage to you, those around you, and around you. When you uphold a noble faith that inspires you, the world around you will be enriched by it. Just knowing that when you have faith, people are, it's amazing, but people are constantly watching you. And sometimes you think that people are not. They are. Because many times people have said, I saw you doing so-and-so. You seem to all, just like my neighbors. You know, most of my neighbors have husbands or someone. And I am the single person on my street. We have a few others, but they always, and they're saying that I encourage them to do different things for themselves. For their family, for their home, or whatever, because I'm always doing something, so I encourage them. And also my faith walk as far as not letting death stop me from going forward and taking care of my children that I have been, and they're grown and they're all gone. So I just thank God for what he instills in me, the faith that he has in me. To persevere each and every day with obstacles that I may, you know, encounter. When your faith in God is a passionate conviction and his presence becomes the motivating influence in your life, you will look at a life from a total different perspective. And we must have faith, and our faith must be strong to go forward in this world. Each and every day we have challenges and things that we see and hear on TV and about as we go along. We must, and also dealing with situation with our family members, you know, when we lose a family member or someone is sick, and especially when someone is sick and going through so much, we have to have so much faith in knowing that God is able. Even if we lose them, we know that they are gone and they're resting with the Lord and they're not suffering anymore. We have to have faith to get through all those different things that we may be going through. So, just like I say, strong faith is powerful, but you must have that faith walk. And that is the of our message. The message for tonight, a leap of faith. And just continue to be strong in the Lord. Be encouraged in knowing that he will be there with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. One thing, the month of August, this is the last Tuesday in July, you will hear other voices than myself in the month of August. Try my best to get someone for every Tuesday night in the month of August. I have a couple of people lined up, and you will be hearing just more than me talking. The other thing, you will receive information by email soon, by the end of August, regarding the trip, our cruise for next year, as well as our anniversary, 12th anniversary, which is coming up September 12th. So tune in. Calling, post, text, and also the show. You will get more information about those two things. And be blessed. Have a great week. And have faith in God. Walk by faith and not by sight. Love you.
I am the creator. I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, that's who